I am RJ McKay. Thank you so much for listening. All right, we just had Amy Siskind from thenewagenda.net, and we talked about her article, how feminism became the F word. And basically, she said it became a click. And very narrow, and her organization is trying to make the tent bigger. So I'm kind of curious to see how women feel about feminism now, because she had some interesting stats about how I think it's about 20% of women now consider themselves feminist, and or 17%, and they would only the same amount of money, the same amount of people thought they would be comfortable having their daughter call themselves a feminist. So let's go to the cell with Janet on the Big Talker 1210 WPHT. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Yes, I agree totally with Amy, and I think that what you saw in this election brought it to show that people will put, especially women, will put the power into their ethnicity, into their religion, instead of as a group. We are willing to still allow our choices to be our women. We had two women in this election from both parties, and we were still willing to ridicule them instead of empowering them. And let's face it, this country is no better with the men that are in charge in corporations, in the presidency, around the world. There are still so many rights out there being taken away. If women stuck together at 54% of our population in the world, if we stuck together, the change that could occur, if we voted like we would for, as the black community did for Barack, instead of just saying, I'm black, put female first, we still are putting other issues in front of our rights as women. And if you look at the bailouts that happened, there was not one female there, which is a good thing. I think it's about time we have women in there, and maybe we wouldn't have these bailouts, because they're not doing any better than, they're not doing us any good anyway.
Janet, did
go ahead.
Do you agree with Amy when she said that the feminist movement now seems to be very cliquish?
It is cliquish. I am a female Republican, but I was a Hillary supporter. I thought the way they treated her was horrible, and I didn't hear the feminists speak up. And how they butchered Sarah Palin was ridiculous. There are plenty of people in the Senate. Do you know how many governors there are out there? Female governors? Seven. Of all the women that were picking on Sarah Palin, how many of you are sitting at home and became an elected official, ran a state, for God's sake? There are just not enough women out there doing what they need to do to empower women. We're so busy worried about what she wore, if she winked, did she wear a pantsuit. We are missing the issue. And whether or not, and as far as I'm concerned, abortion, which I believe in 100%, but I ask women all the time, if you judge a woman by how many abortions she has, how many of those women will judge? We put ourselves, we're the only country I know that has all the push on abortion as the big thing. There is no male contraceptive, but we have Viagra for men. But women, we can put hormones in our body. We can have our bodies attacked. There is nothing. Women are still, I think we're taking steps backwards.
All right, Janet, I appreciate the phone call. Have yourself a very good night.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go to Susie on the cell. Susie, welcome to the Big Talker. Susie, welcome to the Big Talker.
Thank you so much, and I love the Big Talker. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
I'll tell you, I'm still a registered Democrat.
Okay.
But I usually don't vote that way. Now, when I was a young girl, I marched for women's rights in the 70s. Mm-hmm. We had food thrown at us. We had obscenities hurled at us. When I saw the beautiful and a mother, Sarah Palin, was nominated for the second highest office in this nation,
right.
I was so proud. I mean, I tears came to my eyes, and you know, I was just so proud. I really was, because she's a mom. Mm-hmm. You know, and the litmus test for her was not, well, gee, is she an abortion proponent,
right,
you know,
right,
or is she gay or whatever. I was just so proud. And then I saw, when she came to Philadelphia, and I saw the her hordes of young people who, for some reason, are calling themselves liberals, they were hurling insults and obscenities at her supporters outside of a pub or something when she was there.
Very tolerant people, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, that's, for some reason, liberalism has taken some kind of crazy turn. I don't know.
Okay.
But, yeah, and then our great president-elect referred to her as a pig with lipstick. I'm sorry, that was a direct attack on a woman, and he should be ashamed. I saw more misogyny come out in this election than I ever did in my life.
Well, why should he be ashamed? Well, why should he feel like he should be ashamed when, Hillary Clinton, even though I'm not a fan of Hillary Clinton, I would never have voted for her, but at the same time, she was treated very, very badly.
Oh, she was treated very badly, but you know what? He's got to understand, 47 million people in this nation voted against them. And out of those, I think about 40 million people are kind of hopping mad. He's going to expect the same respect that he got, that President Bush got. And I can say that easily because I'm a Democrat.
All right. Susie, I appreciate the phone call.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Cynthia. Cynthia, Atlanta? Are you from Atlanta?
I am from Atlanta.
Are you calling from Atlanta right now?
From Atlanta, yes.
Atlanta, Georgia. Wow. I've got my cousins live down outside of Atlanta in Peachtree.
Oh, I know where that is. It's a beautiful part of the country.
Yes.
So, what I wanted to tell you was I started following the new agenda mm-hmm. online when I saw Amy Siskind interviewed on a Fox program one morning.
Okay.
And they were the only group. Through all of the primaries, I kept waiting for the feminist groups to speak up for Hillary.
Right.
And I'm a Republican, and I always have been.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always been told, you know, you can't play in our ballpark. You're not a feminist.
Right.
You're a Republican.
Right.
And I kept sitting there waiting for somebody to speak up and defend, you know, some of these groups to defend Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Sarah Palin came out, oh my gosh, I was just absolutely horrified. And I saw Amy interviewed on a Fox program one morning, and they were the only group that defended both Hillary and Sarah. As, you know, this is not a partisan issue. These women are being attacked in horrible, misogynistic, sexist ways,
mm-hmm.
and they spoke out for both of them. And I immediately started following the website. I was so excited that it really is nonpartisan, and they don't address choice at all. It's about defending all women equally, Sarah Palin and Hillary, you know, anybody that has to put up with that kind of stuff. And so many of the issues aren't partisan. Domestic violence, how could that possibly be partisan?
No, that's not. And that's one thing I think we really, because whenever I hear of a woman being hurt or killed, and you follow the story and then it says, and a restraining order was taken out. I mean, it's just so wrong and so bad. And the point I made with Amy when I was talking with her was, you know, you see, I'm starting to see, and maybe I'm just becoming oversensitive to this, but I see too many shows, TV shows, movies, where women are getting hit like it's really not a problem. And I was always taught that that was so bad. It was so taboo. A man never hits a woman. Never.
I think that's definitely contributing to it. And all of the programs where they call women horrible names.
Yes.
I mean, just the horrible, and it's almost like it's the norm. It doesn't even seem to shock people anymore. It's just amazing to me that any of those issues would be considered partisan. And the movement that the feminists had before, you know, with NOW and some of those groups, it wasn't even a feminist movement anymore at that point. It was more of a political arm of the Democratic Party, which is fine if that's what they want to be, but I wanted somebody that would speak for me.
Okay.
You know, that would speak for all women in a nonpartisan way, and I was just thrilled to find the new agenda.
All right, Cynthia. Well, I appreciate the phone call, and are you listening online to us?
I am. I'm listening online. They advertised on the new agenda's website that you were going to interview Amy, so I've been listening online.
So I hope this means you'll listen to us a little more often.
I absolutely will. definitely.
Okay, because I'm going to get Amy back on. She was really a fascinating interview, and I'm going to follow this this newagenda.net to see what's going on. Because the big thing that really attracted me when I saw the two words nonpartisan, because I'm an independent. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm thoroughly disappointed with both parties. Before the election, I was telling people, vote out the incumbents. Career politicians are ruining this country, and we need to. That's how we're going to make our changes, is by getting rid of the career politicians. Cynthia, have yourself a good night, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Sharon. Sharon on the cell, thanks for calling, and welcome to the Big Talker 1210.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I have to tell you, I'm a senior citizen. I make a six-figure salary. I have been liberated all my life, but not because of a movement. I had wonderful parents who told me I could do whatever I want,
right,
accomplish whatever I want. I didn't need a movement to tell me that, and I don't think the movement does it. I think it starts in the family with giving young ladies confidence to do what they want and to believe in themselves. And I think that until we do that at home, a movement isn't going to help. It starts in the home. It starts when you're five, when you're six, when you're seven.
Yeah.
And your dad says you can do it. And I went out and played baseball with my brother, and I skated with him. And I really think our values here are crazy with abusing women. You know, my brother was taught that that was wrong. And a woman came into the room, he stood up and gave him a seat. My grandchildren are teenagers. They stand up and give a woman their seat. They give a senior their seat.
Right.
So
right.
I think we're on the wrong movement here. But I think we have to start in the homes with parents and grandparents saying that's not acceptable and this is. And I, you know, that first woman that called a while ago was off on so many tangents on abortions.
Yeah.
You know, why do you have to be angry? Anger doesn't solve anything. You know, I marched with Martin Luther King. You know, I was against the war in Vietnam. I was one of the organizers for Washington when we supported Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's positive things that work. Negatives don't work. The woman was so angry that I felt sorry for her.
Well, you know, some people get frustrated, but she seemed to be, you know, in her anger, and I don't want to be putting words in her mouth, but in her anger, she's looking for some positives there. But I get what you're saying, Sharon, and that's a great part. It does start at home, and that's a whole nother issue that, you know, women do have to speak out on. And I know Ann Coulter has been catching grief for the way she is presenting it, but she has come up with some interesting facts about single mothers and what happens. The, you know, you have 70% of the people in jail have been raised by single mothers.
Exactly right.
So, I mean, our family unit has been attacked. And I know there are some people out there who are not agreeing with me, but I you can't fight those facts that the single motherhood is not working. You need the family unit, and we need to do a better job of promoting family, you know, the family unit.
When Bill Cosby spoke out on black males stepping up to the plate and becoming fathers and not just having sex, but really stepping up and becoming role models. You know, he got booed in his.
Yeah.
He was right. It's a hard reality of it. If we don't have fathers that are there, you know, young ladies especially, their images, every study has shown, it's affected by their father. I mean, I modeled through my teenagers. My father said, but God gave you that. What have you accomplished on your own?
Uh-huh.
And he really pushed me to be an accomplished person.
And I think that's
what we need to do.
Seems to have worked.
I hope so.
All right, Sharon, I appreciate
you letting me have my say.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for listening.
Have a great evening.
You too. This is the Big Talker 1210, WPHT, and the BigTalker1210.com. When we come back, we'll switch gears. We're going to go back to politics and President Bush and President-elect Obama. That's all coming up on the Big Talker 1210, WPHT, next.
Your call.